Hold still.
She felt sorry for him, being a man, because men seemed to feel pain more than women did, probably because they were spared birthing babies. She wondered why Dr. Byam hadn't set this little bone, but just put the glove back on. And Lord, it was hard to do for a loved one when you had to hurt him. And why did she think of him as a loved one? Because he never could be, never, ever. But dear God, how she hated to give him hurt. It was done. She pressed the arm tight to her side and kept his thumb in place while Lydia smeared on the unguent and wrapped it snug, real careful, oh, as gentle as she could. When it was over, Martha could look at him again. He was pale, and he took out a handkerchief and wiped his face, but his eyes were calm. He was no baby about being hurt. His arm relaxed, and he smiled.
That was worse in the anticipation than in the fact.
She had let go his hand and relaxed her arm so she could pull away, but he let his hand go on resting on her knee. She licked her lips.
Are you wanting the glove on again?
Not yet. If it gets cold, I'll put it in my pocket. You'll only be taking it off to check the healing.
Yes, said Martha,
happy knowing she had a ready-made reason to see him again.
Keep that hand up.
Lydia reached out a hand, and Jacob Himmelfarb helped her up from where she knelt on the floor. She thanked him and brushed the dirt off her skirts.
We best make him a sling.
Martha lifted her arm, and he pulled away. But she felt like he had hold of her somewheres, in such a grip that she couldn't free herself. She'd never known anything like this happiness. It was too big inside her, and it was all mixed up with misery. Worst of it was, she could see in his face, the way his mouth relaxed, that he, too, was asking himself, what in God's name would they do now?